Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hey, thanks, Rachel, for the introduction, and thank you all for joining me for another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Today, we're going to jump right into the scriptures. I've been teaching from the book of Nehemiah for about a month now, and I'd like for you to just listen to what the words are in the scriptures in Nehemiah chapter 9, beginning in verse 16 through 15. Every time I read this, I'm a little more fascinated with how we have become a self-consumed people. And yet in most of the chapter 9, the people begin to praise the Lord instead of themselves. They are mindful of their heart that was created for worship. Listen to chapter 9, beginning in verse 6. You alone are the Lord. You made the skies and the heavens and all the stars. You made the earth and the seas and everything in them. You preserve them all, and the angels of heaven worship you. You are the Lord God, who chose Abram and brought him from Ur of the Chaldeans and renamed him Abraham. And when he had proved himself faithful, you made a covenant with him to give him and his descendants the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites, the Girgashites. Man, that's a lot of ites. And you have done what you promised, for you are always true to your word. Is that not one of the greatest promises, that God is a God who cannot lie? He is a God that cannot deceive. He is always true to his word. And then in verse 9, you saw the misery of our ancestors in Egypt, and you heard their cries from beside the Red Sea. You displayed miraculous signs and wonders against Pharaoh, his officials, and all of his people, for you knew how arrogantly they were treating our ancestors. You have a glorious reputation that has never been forgotten. You divided the sea for your people so they could walk through on dry land. And then you hurled their enemies into the depths of the sea, and they sank like little stones beneath the mighty waters. You led our ancestors by a pillar of cloud during the day and a pillar of fire at night so that they could find their way. You came down on Mount Sinai and spoke to them from heaven. You gave them regulations and instructions that were just and decrees and commands that were good. You instructed them concerning your holy Sabbath, and you commanded them through Moses your servant to obey all your commands, decrees, and instructions. And then finally in verse 15 he says, you gave them bread from heaven when they were hungry and water from the rock when they were thirsty. You commanded them to go and take possession of the land you were duly sworn to give them. My friend, listen, today when you read those scriptures, I want you to leave a few thoughts in your mind. One, they praise God for what he is. Secondly, they praise him for who he is. Third, they praise God for his covenant with them. Fourth, they praise him for his deliverance. And then fifth, and they praise him for his tender guidance throughout their history. At the end of the day, the punchline on those verses from 6 to 15, here's what we learn about that God is always faithful, and yet we always wander. It's like the old hymn, prone to wander. That's what we are, a people that are prone to wander. The Israelites, they are us in a modern day sense. They are always prone to wander. And yet, we recognize that we should praise him for who he is. We should praise him for whom he is. And we should praise him for his covenant with us. We should praise him for his deliverance. And we should praise him for his ongoing tender guidance through our history, including fresh mercies for us new every day. Friend, I know that was a lot of scripture today, but let me give you this one big kick. You ready? When we acknowledge the goodness of God, let me say it again. When we acknowledge the goodness of God, what will happen is that we will experience the blessing and the power of God. We must recognize that he is the only thing good, and he is the only thing we offer in this world that is truly good. My friend, let that scripture sink deep into your soul. Let it sink deep enough that it's just like that sword we talked about. It'll cut marrow deep, and let his goodness fill your soul today. Acknowledge him as the one thing in life that is always good. the goodness of God. Acknowledge it today and then be blessed by it tomorrow. God bless you, friend. Rachel, tell us about Sugar Hill Church, and we look forward to seeing you on the next Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these Weekday Podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.